Ben, talk about being part of that game this past Saturday. Obviously, it was back and forth. And what was going through your mind out there as you were trying to figure out a way, I guess, to stop Colton?
I guess it was just, you know, play every play, you know, as hard as you can. We had a pretty good rotation going up front. And in the secondary, we're trying to keep fresh people on the field because they do run around a pretty good bit on offense. You know, it was just we wanted to affect Colt Brennan. We wanted to make sure that we had a good pass rush going. We want to make sure that, you know, in the secondary they were trying to, you know, stay with the receivers. So our job up front was to really, you know, put the pressure on and make Colt make some quick decisions. So, you know, I really feel like it was just pressure the quarterback and try and get the quick ball out and not give him time to throw the big plays. And at times we did a good job, at times we didn't.
You got some pretty clean shots in Colt Brennan as a defender. How nice is that?
That's wonderful. It's always nice to get to hit the quarterback, especially, you know, after last year we barely even got to him. You know, the game plan this year was a lot different, a lot more aggressive, and, you know, it was nice to, you know, get to him. And, you know, I think he held it together, but, you know, at times he was, you could tell he's frustrated, you know, and the offensive line was definitely getting frustrated. So it was nice to get some solid hits in on him.
Talk about the atmosphere Saturday night. The crowd, I mean, obviously probably the best home crowd y'all had, make a lot of noise. That helped y'all out in that ball game?
The crowd was tremendous Saturday night. That's the best crowd. I mean, it wasn't Clemson, it wasn't Texas A&M from last year, but it was in its own way. You know, we're not used to playing in front of a crowd like that at home. The students were, you know, they were amped into the game. You could even smell the student section, which, I mean, so, I mean, I guess that's a good thing. Maybe we're moving up in life if the students are getting into it that much.
What did it smell like?
It smelled like alcohol.
Whatever it takes.
You a little concerned about this first road trip, the distance, the travel time, and all that stuff going into this game with the Buffs coming?
I think the travel is going to be what we make of it. I feel like the coaches are going to do a good job in preparing us for the keeping us on schedule and doing the things that it takes. You know, as far as, you know, dehydration and stuff like that, I don't think that's a big factor. You know, they pump you know, they're constantly giving you waters and Gatorades and giving you food. So, I mean, you know, the training staff and the coaching staff do a good job of making sure that you're, you know, physically ready to play.
You feel like defensively you guys are getting that Nation's Worst D title off your back?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, even though we gave up, you know, 548 yards or whatever to Hawaii in the passing game, you know, it didn't really feel like, I was really surprised actually at the end of the game when I saw it. I was like, wow, I thought we did better than that. But then again, you know, we gave up some big plays and got a lot of yards on that. But we're definitely, I feel like we're not the same defense we were last year. Maybe same personnel, but, you know, different attitude, different work ethic, and, you know, we're coming to play every week. So
with that said, how could you elevate the D a little more, especially against showing against Cal?
Think, you know, if we limit the big plays, force them to go the distance, you know, that's our big thing. We're a bend don't break philosophy kind of. We want to, you know, make them drive the distance. We're not trying to give up any big cheap plays or anything like that. So I feel if we go out there and, you know, tackle well, sack the quarterback, get after the quarterback, and, you know, just keep everything in front of us and make them go the distance, we'll be in good shape.
How tough is it tough to prepare from Hawaii to Cal, considering Hawaii basically almost refused to run the ball and Cal loves it?
No, I mean, I think Central Arkansas, in a way, is kind of a good – both games kind of prepare you for the next game because you get a little bit of both from each team. You know, we didn't – last week, even though we were focusing on Hawaii, we didn't stop working on our base defense, even though we weren't running our normal defense last week. We still had periods in practice where we would go against our offense, who likes to run the ball, so we're in our base alignments and stuff. So, you know, we never stop doing what our bread and butter is, and we're going to continue to work on that every week and get better at it.
Any more questions for Ben?